Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And here we are at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care. You can find out more online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. Let me first congratulate Mark Prosser on his new position as the head men's basketball coach at Winthrop University. Very interesting broadcast with Chris Miller and Matthew Cray. They did a great job, and you heard everything from everybody. And now you're going to hear more stuff about what's going on a community with two guys who were kind enough to hang in here while all this was going on over at Winthrop University, David Stringer and Ryan Sanderson, the man with a coffee cup who's always running around town.
Always.
So, yeah, guy, let's tell everybody a little bit about you. David, we'll let you get started.
Oh, well, thank you. So, David Stringer, I think, Manning, this is my... We're adjusting the mic here.
Yeah.
So I think this is, what, my fifth appearance on the show?
I don't have a chalkboard, but I'll go with that.
So we're going to go with fifth. Is there, like, a gift I get? I mean, no, I'm in the green room. Keep me in the green room all this time.
Here's the deal. There's been so many new people who have moved to our community since you were last on the show.
Yeah, they don't know who
they don't know what a legend I'm talking to.
Well, it's not a legend, please. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Anyway... Manning, thanks so much for having us on the show. I'm David Stringer. I'm the CEO of Insignia Group here in Rock Hill, and we are a software and consulting company in the automotive industry. And to my left is
one and the only
partner in crime.
Absolutely.
Who will tell you that he is a legend already?
Yes. He is a legend.
I will only claim that on days ending in Y, though. If it doesn't end in Y, I'm not going to claim legend status.
That's big of you.
Yeah, I try. So my name is Ryan Sanderson. I'm the CEO and one of the co-founders of Knowledge Perk, not to be confused with Knowledge Park. We are located right smack in the middle of Knowledge Park, downtown Rock Hill.
No coincidence there whatsoever.
No coincidence that it
just happened that way.
Trying to use the marketing that's around us. And so we are a coffee company, a roasting company right here in downtown Rock Hill, caffeinating Rock Hill, York County, and soon to be some Charlotte and Fort Mill areas as well.
He's been, during this 30-minute delay, they've been doing all their business on their phone, and I saw this big smile pop up on his face, which led me to believe that you got some good news while we were sitting here waiting.
I got some fantastic news.
Can you share that news?
I will be happy to. So,
go right ahead.
Knowledge Perk does obviously stuff with Winthrop University. It's a big deal for us. And so we actually are licensed to carry the Winthrop logo for athletics. And so we've got a co-branded coffee that's coming out. Actually, it is out. We've got some T-shirts
called
coming
the Prosser Brew.
Absolutely. We can do that. And as we're working down this licensing road and really paying attention to sports and stuff with the Carolina Panthers and other things, we found out today that we actually did get our license approved for App State. So you're actually going to start seeing some App State licensed coffee products coming out and some other stuff. So some other stuff that I'm not going to share today, but that was was a big news today that we're pretty excited about, and announcements around that coming soon.
All right. So what we're here to talk to you about today is something I know very well. I know nothing about it. It's
Perfect.
Called the Gravity Center.
Perfect.
I do know what gravity is,
yes.
And I know what a center is.
Excellent.
So I'm going to let you two put this together. How'd this start? I got to think this got started with you to some degree, David.
I was definitely part of the conversations that have been happening for the last 4 years, really, throughout Rock Hill, RHEDC, York County Chamber, regarding supporting entrepreneurship. And so definitely part of those conversations. And Ryan and I have been on several subcommittees with RHEDC. We've been a part of a couple of founders groups where folks that wanted to see a true center of entrepreneurship be placed in Rock Hill. So part of the Knowledge Park, I always have to pause there and make sure I don't say Knowledge Perk Action Plan. Knowledge Park.
That's okay. He had no problem at all changing the name.
Knowledge Park Action Plan is, and that was 2019, is a one-stop shop for entrepreneurism. That was put on as one of the top key things that they wanted to have happen. And that made it on that list because there was this momentum that was building prior to 2019 for a center for entrepreneurship. Now, most of you know about the TI Center, the Technology Incubator. David Warner's work has been awesome, well-known throughout the state for what the TI Center was all about. And what was recognized is that the TI Center was really focused in on technology companies. It was really focused in on developing IP, intellectual property. And there's lots of other entrepreneurial efforts out there besides just a software company. And so the desire was to have this come alive. So Ryan and I have been working on this for a while with a lot of different people. So there's a lot of people to mention, but Robert Alexander is one to mention. He's one of our board members as well. Other folks, Stephen Turner, that I can think of off the top of my head, who has been instrumental in all this, Dan Ballou, everybody on the entrepreneurship committee for the REHEDC. So the way this all came about was we were looking for a home. There was the energy and effort around this. And to create this type of center, you needed one of two models to be fulfilled. You needed either an anchor tenant model that essentially pays the rent for the center, or you needed to be a nonprofit sort of city-led type of or municipal-led type of model where everything's paid for and you just have people in this center. And so we were trying different models to kind of see what we could make of creating this center. And I went to my business partner in Insignia Group and said to James Brooks, hey, what about converting our building into this one-stop shop for entrepreneurialism? And what Insignia Group would, you know, shrink our space, but then we'd rent out all the rest of the space, you know, through this entrepreneurship center. And he goes, leave me alone. Shut up. Don't ever say that again. I don't want to hear it. That was 2019. 2020 came along. Our building is empty because of COVID. Wow. Everybody's working from home. And he came to me and was, hey, remember that idea, that stupid idea you had back in 2019? Yeah, let's explore that again. So that was the spark to the Gravity Center. And so what we're doing at 153 South Oakland Avenue is we are creating the hub of entrepreneurship in York County. It's a very county-wide effort. We mean to draw in programs and center programs that support entrepreneurism throughout the county.
All right, so we got a place to do this.
Yes.
All right. And what the heck are we going to do when we get in there? I think back to the days when I got started in business and didn't know what the heck I was going to do. And yeah. People looked at me like, are you nuts? Are you out of your mind? And then, of course,
it's still that way.
Well, I'll tell you something that's really still that way. I'll never forget the experience, and this is, 40-plus years ago, when I went to go talk to a banker. And they looked at what I was talking about, and they said, what, are you nuts? What are you talking about? This doesn't make any financial sense. And it didn't make any financial sense. I got that. So, I could probably develop part of a curriculum just from my own experiences. Is that what we're going to be talking about? It's basically people like Knowledge Pert, people like Insignia, others who have gone down this road saying, okay, let's talk about this because you're going to face this. Or let's talk about this because you're going to face that.
Definitely. So there's three buckets, and then I'll let Ryan talk about one of the main buckets. So there's three buckets to the Gravity Center. The first is a space. So if you want to locate yourself with entrepreneurs, around entrepreneurs, in the ecosystem, in the Gravity, you can rent space in the building. And so we have offices available, we have small single offices available, and we'll have desks available to rent in two of the different floors within the Gravity Center. So that's bucket one, is you can come locate with us, you can come work with us. Knowledge Perk is located in that building, Insignia Group is located in that building. We have other organizations, other companies that are located in the building. And so that's bucket one. Bucket two and this is really where the name came from, is the programming that's out there. There's wonderful programming that goes all the way from the TI Center to Bell, to 1 Million Cups, to the SBDC, to all kinds of different programs. And so what our goal is to go out into the community and center the efforts within the sphere of the Gravity Center, help all of those places have a place to operate from. And then the bucket, and then we'll come back to that bucket and let Ryan talk a little bit more about it. And then the third bucket that we're really super excited about, and this will come online probably later in 2021, is we're going to develop a fund, so an actual capital fund. So instead of going to the bank, like you had the experience, and I had that same exact experience, right?
Ryan never had that problem.
I went to the bank and said, you know, I've got a software company. I'm up in operation. I've got revenue. I've got people. Here's the thing. Here's what I need. I need working capital. And they looked at me like I had a third eye in the middle of my forehead. That I was just dumb, right? So we want to create a working capital seed level fund for young entrepreneurs, early stage entrepreneurs, that we can help them catapult themselves into business and then get the care and feeding and nurturing that comes with the Gravity Center. So Ryan, talk a little bit more about the programming aspect of it.
Yeah, I mean, when you're talking about you, Manny, you're talking about when you started your business, and you know, you just didn't know what you didn't know. That's something that we all still experience right now. And the cool thing is there is a lot of programs already out there. You know, the city of Rock Hill has been really on top of it. When you talk about the technology incubator, they brought in the VMS, which is the venture mentoring system. And then there's other things like SBDC. So you've got the Small Business Development Center inside Winthrop University. There, you've got SCORE. Kauffman Foundation has 1 Million Cups. So there's a bunch of programs that are out there right now. And what we have seen as entrepreneurs that are building companies is a lot of the times those programs are siloed, and there's not necessarily a great handoff from one to the other, or there's not great communication between any of them. So maybe you know about SBDC and you can get a little bit of help with your business plan, but you have no idea about the technology incubator. And then the technology incubator doesn't have a great handoff to a different program. So when you look at the center, Gravity Center, and the gravity that we're bringing with programs, we're literally bringing all of those programs into one physical location. So whether or not the program is stationed there itself, or just the idea of the program, or the ability to connect an entrepreneur in the ecosystem from one program to another, we'll have a director that can say, okay, Manning, great, you've had fantastic experience as an entrepreneur. You're probably at this level. This resource is not going to be great for you, but here's a different resource that you have as you're scaling your business or you're adapting, you're pivoting. So taking all those programs, we don't need to reinvent the wheel. We just need to make it easier for entrepreneurs to access, removing barriers to entrepreneurship. That's what it's going to be about. When you talk about removing barriers to entrepreneurship, there are so many resources in the city of Rock Hill and in the county that aren't necessarily a program, but they're even more important than that. The resources are people. When you look at, you know, what Dan Ballou has done with us in the conversation with Morton and Geddes, when you look at individuals with Founders, Joanne Fockler with First Citizens, I mean, I could just name after name where the people of Rock Hill and the people of York County have been the resources that we need. David Warner with the Technology Incubator is a great example. So giving access to those people, Manning Kimmel, the experience that you've had with creating a business, building a business, and the success that comes with that, those are all resources that you can't just go find anywhere, and Rock Hill has a plethora of them. So when you start bringing that into the Gravity Center, again, you're creating gravity around this idea of entrepreneurship. You know, we'd love for Morton and Geddes to be able to come in and donate some time once a month to something called Office Hours. And you've got an entrepreneur like myself who didn't necessarily have a great budget, had no idea what they needed to do, needed legal counsel. And now you've got an attorney coming in from Morton and Geddes that says, you know what, I'm going to donate a 4-hour block of time, and people in the Gravity Center can book time with us in 30-minute increments, and we will give help to these small businesses, these entrepreneurs pro bono. Well, now Morton and Geddes gets a little bit more business from Knowledge Perk as we continue to expand, because they helped us when we got started.
Right.
We want to make that accessible to everybody.
It's a great idea. So the center, mm-hmm. to pull all this together, are you doing this strictly with volunteers, or are you going to actually have a program director? Somebody's going to say, okay, my job is to organize this and make it happen.
Yeah, perfect. So to describe the structure, there's a couple of components in the structure. First and foremost, the underwriting of the center itself, the building itself, is being done by Insignia Group. So James Brooks and I, we feel passionately about this. And there's a win for us, you know, to be very transparent. There's a win for us. We get to reduce our footprint. So that's a good thing for us. So we're willing to underwrite the building. So at the end of the day, Insignia Group has to pay the rent, right? So we hope it will be offset by the people that come in and rent from space from us, but we're offsetting that. So rent, and that's a huge piece of it. I mean, we're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars that have to be accounted for to just have a physical space. So the underwriting is done on the building. And then what Ryan and I decided to do is to form a board that is an equity board. So our other board members bought into the Gravity Center LLC as a for-profit entity. And a lot of people ask us and still ask us, so why are you a for-profit? And we're a for-profit because, one, we're a bunch of entrepreneurs. Okay, let's be real honest about all this. We're not doing this for our altruism at the core. We think that this is a viable business that we could support, grow, and nurture, right? So that's what entrepreneurs do. So we didn't feel right about forming a nonprofit to help other for-profit companies when we are entrepreneurs by base and we are for-profit. So anyway, that's sort of a philosophical thing. Yet we want to operate in a very open way. So we're going to be very transparent. We're very transparent about our board and about how those buckets that I talked about, how those buckets come together. So the board functions as a complete board. We have 10 total members, people that are involved. And we are going to have an executive director, and we hope to start the search for our executive director next week. So we're going to be posting a job posting. We have some partnerships to announce about that coming soon. So I can't announce them yet, but there's a great partnership that has emerged from that, and we're super excited about that. And we will be posting a job posting for an executive director. We hope to also have an assistant director who will be head of programming, and we would probably look to bring that person on late summer, you know, July, August timeframe, as we get the executive director put in place, up and running, and that.
Exciting. And we'll continue this story right after we take our mid-program break. Remind everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us today, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Now, as both of these guys know, we hang out here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. There's a reason we hang out here, because Randy Ligon is here, is eating a sandwich, but also because they have the best subs and salads anywhere in the universe. The magical formula that they have, we're all going to do it together at the count of three. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Not bad. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Wow, have things changed over the last year? This is Charlie Ruffalo. We're thankful for all your support through this situation, but we've come to a crossroad. Starting immediately, we will close on Sundays. This will allow us time to perform necessary maintenance and deep cleaning, and also give us time to prepare for the week to come. But we're still willing to do caterings for special events on Sundays. We apologize for any inconvenience this may cause, but remember, we're still open Monday to Saturday. So come enjoy the best subs and salads in town. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Water, fire, mold, and storms cause property damage every day. When it happens to you, it's no time for second best. That's why insurance professionals trust the locally owned and family-run Paul Davis Restoration of Rock Hill. This is Gina Rogers. Paul Davis is committed to providing extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Our team is highly
Sean
qualified
Hannity,
and trained to
weekdays from
Call Paul Davis. We are here to help. 329-1140 or pauldavisrockhill.com.
Don't resign your retirement plan to some rule of thumb. Your own personal retirement is unique to you and your family. Give our common sense investing approach a shot. Anderson Griggs Investments, a genuine money manager right here in Rock Hill. 324-5044 or online at andersongriggs.com.
Save on your monthly mortgage payment with a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage from Founders Federal Credit Union. Take advantage of low rates while they're still around, and you'll also have no private mortgage insurance costs. The application process is easy, and your mortgage is serviced completely by Founders and always stays with us. Relax your home. For more, visit foundersfcu.com/30. Membership qualification required. Credit evaluation, underwriting requirements, terms and conditions apply. Institutions, NMLS identifier number 4106.
Your healthcare can't wait. Piedmont Medical Center has a full-service ER ready to accommodate any healthcare need. This is Dr. Karen Jenkins, Medical Director of the Emergency Department at Piedmont Medical Center. From trauma care to imaging and lab services, we offer high-quality care with board-certified physicians. Don't delay in an emergency. Count on us to be here for you 24/7, 365 days a year. Learn more about Piedmont Medical Center's emergency room and check in online at mypmc.com/ercheckin.
Comporium's Cloud Voice Services delivers carrier-class cloud PBX and hosted business phone services with all the features expected from a traditional phone system, plus unified communications, instant messaging, mobile apps, video conferencing, and more. Business Cloud Voice takes away all the guesswork by offering a cost-effective, pay-as-you-grow service. It doesn't skimp on quality or features. It won't hurt the bottom line, and it will continue to deliver innovative services year after year. Learn more online at business.comporium.com.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
Back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop with two young entrepreneurs, David Stringer and Ryan Sanderson, who is a social media beast. He just can't keep his fingers off the doggone phone over there.
Sorry.
It's all right,
buddy. I'm not sorry, actually. But
yeah, okay, yeah. That's good. We want everybody to know what you're doing. And that helps us, right?
Perfect.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we had the Gravity Center. You've got the concept. You've got programming ideas. You've got a place to put it. You've got your plans for an executive director and later in the year, you know, an assistant director. So when are we starting this thing? I mean, we have a day that this is going to go, the bell's going to ring, and yay, we're going to start?
Yeah, April 12th, the doors are open. So what's interesting about this whole thing is the doors have really already been open.
Yeah, they've been open.
So the origin story, another part of this origin story was really funny. Ryan was in the midst, you know, up to his eyeballs in creating that beautiful new space that he has out there, which not new anymore, but, I mean, still a beautiful space.
It is, yeah.
So his 4,500 square feet of beautiful coffee cafe space.
Plush, but not overly ostentatious.
Thank you. Perfectly said,
yes.
Manny. Well done.
So, you know, he's full on in construction mode. He's up to his eyeballs, and we're on a text chat group, and he said something like, "Can you believe it? 4,500 square feet and not a single inch to create an office for myself."
That's true.
And so I text him back in the group, and I was like, "You dumb beep. Are you telling me that you designed that whole place and didn't even put in an office? LOL, LOL, LOL," right?
Yeah.
I mean, just totally poking fun at him. And he said, "Yep." I said, "Well, you know what? I've got an empty office in our basement. Why don't you come rent a spot out of our building?"
First income for the Gravity Center.
And then you see the little ellipsis, you know, as he's typing, and he goes, "Really? Question mark? Exclamation point?" And that's how it happened. So Knowledge Perk has been in that space for over 2 years,
yep.
Almost 2 years now. And so we've had other people join Dragon Chain, the company out of
Washington.
Out of Portland was there. We've had other companies, Home Sirens, another entrepreneur has been in residence for all this time. So the doors have been open. We just didn't really call it the Gravity Center. It was just sort of subleasing from Insignia Group.
All right.
So, but officially, our doors will open as the Gravity Center April 12th, so next Monday. No.
Week
Monday
from
after
Monday.
Next.
Yeah. Yeah.
Week from now. Yeah.
And then we anticipate having a grand opening, ribbon cutting, that kind of thing, later, you know, in the year, maybe like May, end of May, June. Right. After we're kind of COVID conscious and don't want to pull a bunch of people out and have a crowd.
Well, for those of us who have had our shots, we don't have to worry about this.
I'm almost there. I get my second one April 22nd, so I'll be very pleased then. But it also gives us a chance to get our executive director on board,
sure.
Get them caught up, and then have them part of the process to have our ribbon.
So how many entrepreneurs can you – I mean, that building you're in is a pretty big building. I know you share part of the space with – well, the Upper Palmetto YMCA is in there as
correct.
Well, right?
So they're on –
but it's a big building. It's a huge building.
Yeah, we have 12,000 square feet. Insignia Group will continue to operate one floor, so that gives us two floors to rent out. We have space in level one, we call it. It's no longer called the basement.
Yeah, we upgraded the basement to level one.
It's beautiful.
Because that's where you are.
We'll have desks down there. We have a total space right now available, six desks downstairs. And then upstairs in level three, we have single office available as well as we're calling them full offices. You could probably fit two people in some of these, or you would have a one-person office. And, you know, amazingly, when our doors are officially open on the 12th, we're probably going to be about 50% capacity.
Yeah.
So you can handle close to a dozen people?
A little bit more than that. We can total in that building, we could probably put – you know, you've got three in your office, four, five, six, seven, eight.
It's going to be upwards of 30.
But as far as rentable space,
you can
handle
about 18.
About 18 rentable.
And of course, these are going to be priced at a very affordable entrepreneurial rent.
Yep.
Absolutely.
They're not going to be, you know, whatever market rate. There's not going to be that at all.
It will not be market rate. Correct. Okay. So you can rent a desk for $250 a month. You can rent a single person office for $450 a month, and then you can rent a full office for $600 a month.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
So they are very reasonable, and when you rent, you are then automatically put into all of the services and all the programming that we're offering.
Right.
In addition to the office hours, in addition to, you know, one of the things that we're going to do with this fund is, if desired, you know, if desired by the entrepreneur, you know, Ryan and I and others will be providing sort of ongoing coaching. You know, we'll have the VMS program that we are actually helping to sponsor now. So the Gravity Center is part of the VMS programming now. So you're going to have that, but then you're going to have one-on-one kind of things. I mean, where some entrepreneurs just really want specific, very
so it's all inclusive
support.
What we're talking about.
Exactly.
Yes. All right.
Exactly.
So we must have a website to talk about all this where people can go get more info?
100%.
Which is?
MyGravityCenter.com.
MyGravityCenter.com. All right.
Yep, so you can register on the site. We'll send you, you get in on our mailing list, our emailing list, and we'll keep you up to date. We've had great response from our press release, so we've already got people on our Facebook page as well as registered on the on
well
the
site. I'm sure once you tweet out or send out whatever you do with us the audio of this program, they'll just be flocking in. Good for you.
Well,
congratulations.
Since we posted this already that we were on with you, and I think it's because of you we've already grown, you know, our social media has already like exploded.
Yeah,
my phone is rattling.
You believe that? I've got some swampland for you down in Florida. Listen, thanks, David Stringer. Thank you, Ryan Sanderson. It's a great idea, just what we need to promote small business and get them going, because that's the lifeblood of America.
It is.
And with everything that's happening downtown here, whoo, this is a great, great, just kind of like the icing on the cake. Well done. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Caporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Now, we just happen to have some special guests over there in the outer parts of the Substation 2 who know what we're going to do here. Fresh subs and salads prepared right before your eyes 7 days a week. Randy Ligon, get that sandwich out of your mouth. Scott Oliver, stop chewing. Get ready to go. Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Not bad. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you on the radio Monday. Bye.